Monday the 27th of October, Kof Ches Tishrei, Dayan Chanoch Eventoy, the same Talumoto.
I've chosen Halacha Kosher, but if I have time, I still manage to say some bush at the end. There is a Tosfos in Brochus, in Tfilas HaShachar, the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, a well-known machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Baal Tosfos, and the Chachmei Provincia. What's the machlokes? The din is on Rosh Chodesh, in the Tfilah, and in Birch Samozim, but in Tfilah, you have to add Yalav Yavoi. And if you forget Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh in the Shmoneh Esrei, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Shailin Tosfos the following. Somebody davened Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yalav Yavoi. But he only remembered that he had forgotten Yalav Yavoi when it was already night time, which was already after Rosh Chodesh. And after Rosh Chodesh, you can't say Yalav Yavoi. The question is, does this gentleman now have to say twice Ma'ariv, once for Ma'ariv, and once for Tashlumim for Mincha? Because if a person doesn't have Mincha, he can be Mashlimim with Ma'ariv. Here, the Shaila is, he had Daven Mincha, and he hadn't said Yalav Yavoi. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says, what's the point of davening twice in the evening? He's already davened Shmoneh Esrei. Ma Yaviach. All that was missing was Yalav Yavoi. And Yalav Yavoi can't say after Rosh Chodesh, so therefore there's no point in davening twice. You only have to daven Ma'ariv once, and for the Mincha, that's it, you've had it. That's the shitta of Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Chachmei Provincia dispute the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and they say that if you haven't said Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh at Mincha, it's as if you haven't davened, and if you haven't davened, therefore you have to daven twice Ma'ariv. The same as somebody had forgotten to daven Mincha, has to daven twice Ma'ariv on Moitzi Rosh Chodesh, and then you daven twice without Yalav Yavoi. Although he was mechuyav to daven with Yalav, he hadn't daven Mincha. Who are then if somebody davened Mincha, but he left out Yalav Yavoi? It's as if he hasn't davened, and therefore he's got to daven twice. Now this is a machloikas la'alocha. Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, is gepaskent, as we don't know exactly whether halacha is like the Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you only say once, or like the Chachmei Provincia, you say twice, ha-sofek. Therefore the Mechaber gives an etzah. And this etzah is based on the Rosh. The Rosh says that it's better to daven twice, and the second filler, you make a condition. You say the following. If the halacha is like the Chachmei Provincia, I'm davening Tfilas Tashlumin. If the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yehuda, I don't have to daven, but I'm nevertheless, I can daven a Tfilas Nedava. There's halacha. If a person is Machadish Dova, you can daven a Tfilas Nedava. Here, the fact that he has a Sopak and he's not sure what the halacha is, so this gives him the right to daven a Tfilas Nedava. It's like he's machadish something. He's machadish the fact that he gets himself out of the suffix. This is the halacha. Now this halacha is only during the week, because during the week a person can bring in the dovim. Shabbos and yontov ain't craving the dovim and the dovas to Shabbos and yontov. Hence, if such a thing happened, for instance, if Rosh Chodesh was on Friday and Friday afternoon he left out Yalav Yavoi, and the question is whether he should daven twice on Shabbos, halacha he can't, because you can't do a Tfilas Nedava. And as we're not sure what the halacha is, hence, it can only be done through a Tfilas Nedava, which you can't do on Shabbos. This is Shulchan Aruch. Rab Chaim Briska came with a big chiddush, and Rab Chaim Briska said the following. The machlokes of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincia is only on Yalav Yavoi. On Sein Talu Motel Ibrocha, there's no machloikas. Everybody agrees that the Shmoyne Esrog, without the same Talmud, that's does failed. That means you haven't davened the tefillah of Shmoyne Esrog. You're missing the Birchas Hashonim. Birchas Hashonim, that means the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincia basically is the following machlokes. What is Ya'aleh V'yavo'? Is Ya'aleh V'yavo' an integral part of the Shmoyne Esrog? And if you leave out the Ya'aleh V'yavo' and Rosh Chodesh, it's as if you've left out one of the brachos of Shmoyne Esrog, and therefore it's as if you haven't davened, and that's the swag of the Chachmei Provincia. Or you could say no, Ya'aleh V'yavo' is not an integral part of the Shmoyne Esrog. Shmoyne Esrog, you've been Yotzer without the Ya'aleh V'yavo'. Only there's a chiyuv, Chazal gave a chiyuv, that on Rosh Chodesh there's a chiyuv lahaskir Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah. Now if you've davened, you may have davened Shachis, and you left out Ya'aleh V'yavo', you've been Yotzer Shachis, but you haven't been Yotzer that chiyuv of lahaskir Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah. Repeat the Shmoneh Esrog to be Mekayim your chiyuv of lahaskir Rosh Chodesh b'tfilah. But the tefillah you've been Yotzer. That's basically the machlokas between the Ri, Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Chachmei Provincia. Rabbi Chaim says machadish that the same talumotah, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees the same talumotah is an integral part of the Birchas Hashonim. And if somebody said Baruch Aleinu without the same talumotah in the winter, then the din is, it's as if he hasn't said that bracha. Avada, if you haven't said the bracha, then everybody agrees you have to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrog because you haven't davened the Shmoneh Esrog. Where's the napkin minute? Very simple. Somebody davened on Friday Mincha. It can happen to all of us. Friday on Mincha. And it was winter, and he left out the same Talamata, and then it came Shabbos. It was already Shabbos, and then he remembers, ooh, I haven't said the same Talamata. Does he have to daven now two Shmoneh Esrogs? One for Shabbos, and the next one for the Tashlumim of Mincha. Now you could say it's the same Machlokas. Why? Because on Shabbos you can't say the same Talamata. There's no Baruch Aleinu. So what's the point? So what was the point of davening twice? He's already davened Shmoneh Esrog. Only what was missing, the same Talmud, he can't be mashin, it's like Ya'aleh V'yavo'. So Rab Chaim said no. Ya'aleh V'yavo' is a scholar, but it's not an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrog. The same Talmud is an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrog, and if you haven't said the same Talmud in the winter, and it's Friday afternoon, twice Maariv, because you haven't done Mincha. That's it, Rab Chaim. So they ask a kasha on Rab Chaim. They ask a kasha. The din is in Shulchan Aruch and Emes Nachayim some Mefusha Gemara that somebody has forgotten the same Talamota in Baruch Aleinu and he's already got up to Hashiv Hashavtein V'lam Hashinim. You don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrog. Why? You can say it in Shema Kaleinu. You can say the same Talamota Livrocha in Shema Kaleinu. If somebody leaves out Mashiv Ruach U'moichet HaGoshem, you can't say it in Shema Kaleinu. Why? Because Mashi Beruach U'moed HaGoshem is not a Bakosha. It's a Shvach of HaKudosh Baruch Hu. Mashi Beruach U'moed HaGoshem. Like Machayim Meisim, Machal Kachayim Bechesed, it's Shvachim. Shema Kaleinu is Bakosha. You can't put a Shvach into a Bakosha. Over the same Talum Otali Brocho, that's a Bakosha. So if you haven't said it in Baruch Aleinu, you can say it in Shema Kaleinu. So they ask a Kashan Rab Chaim. Is a Chora from there seems to be Mashma that the same Talamota is not an integral part of the Baruch of Birchas Hashonim. If it was an integral part of Birchas Hashonim, how can you go and be Mashlim in Shema Kaleinu? You can't be Mashlim in Shema Kaleinu. Elamai, it's only a chiyuv lahaskir, a chiyuv lahaskir, or labakesh, mota, same talamota lebroch, it's a bakosha. And that bakosha is not in tegu part the brocha, you can say it in another place as well. So lechor is a kasha on Rab Chaim. This is the kasha which was asked. Let me tell you that Zvi Hirsch, the Hart Zvi, Zvi Hirsch, Frank, Zechetzadik Livrocha, asked the question. He said he's got a riot from the Mishnah Berurah, Geng Rab Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Machloikas, the Bri, and the Chachmei Provinzir is the only Vayale Vyoboi. By the same Talum Otah, the Mishnah Berurah said there's no Machloikas. Why? Because at the next filler you can also say the same Talum Otah. It's the Mashma from the, and he quotes from Morgan Abram, it's the Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, if at the next filler you can't say the same Talum Otah, Lamashal, Friday afternoon, Mincha, and the next filler is Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't say the same Talum Otah, there's no. Seems to be, in that case, some Machloikas, then there'll be the Machloikas of the Ri and the Chachmei Provincia. Nishri Rab Chaim. Sorry, Rab Chaim hat nicht gelernt für den Mishnah Berurah. Rab Chaim gelernt that you do have to repeat it. Over this Kashmir, Shmakul is a good Kashmir. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try and give you a teret and then ask another Kashmir. There's a Machloikas La'alocha. If somebody has forgotten the same Talamota, and he passed Shmakalenu, and at Nishka Zotin Shmakalenu Eichnisht. Ashlamazel, he didn't say it. So he didn't say it, not in Vashashonim, and he didn't say it in Shmakalenu. So he's up to Sim Sholim. And Halshon said, ooh, I forgot to say Saint Talamot. You go back. You gotta go back. Where do you go back to? Shmakalenu. Or do you go back to Borchalenu? Is Rashi and Rabbeinu Haigon quoted in the Ran say you go back to Shmakalenu? What are you going to go back to the beginning? You go Shmakalenu. You have to say extra brachas. Eh, Shmakalenu. Rambam in Rambam, I mean Shulchan Aruch the Machaber says you've got to go back to Borchalenu. What's in the Machlokes? Now I'd like to share with you what the Machlokes is, and perhaps with that answer the question. Rashi and Rabbeinu Haigon, who say you go back to Shmakalenu, they learned that the same Talumota is merely a chiyuv lahazkir or labakish mota, but it's not an integral part of Borchalenu. It's not an integral part of the Shmakalenu. And you can say it either in Borchalenu or you can say it in Shmakalenu. Hence, if he forgot it in Shmakalenu, why should he go back to Borchalenu and say extra brachas? He can say it in Shmakalenu. That's the shitta of Rashi. The Rambam and the Bachaba, who learn you go back to Borchalenu, they learn that the same Talumota is the nusach of Borchalenu. That means if you haven't said Borchalenu with the same Talumota, it's an integral part of the Brocha. Therefore, you've got to go back to Borchalenu. Aye, how can you say it in Shmakalenu? But the Chachibah Zogun, a Mishnah Berurah. An interesting Mishnah Berurah. In Mishnah Berurah says that the Boshel, Tkab Shofar Godel Lechei Rusenu. This Brocha. State in the Gemara that the Brocha of Tkab Shofar Godel Lechei Rusenu, as I look at the Gemara, that the main bracha is kibbutz kolius. The kibbutz kolius saying me'ava kampus oretz le'atzenu. That's the main part of the bracha. That's why you say bracha to Hashem mekabbutz litzchei amo Yisrael. If a person states in Mishnah Berurah, a person said this bracha, yes, kibbutz shofar, and he didn't say kibbutz kolius, he's lacking the main part of the bracha. Statement Mishnah Berurah, although he hasn't been Yotze, he could be mashlimit in Shmakalenu. So what you see from that is the following, that even something which is an ikuv in the bracha, there's fan and adin tashlumim, you can be mashlimit in the last bracha of the emtsiyos. You know, there's three at the beginning, three at the end, and then the middle brachas. The last one of the middle brachas is Shmakalenu. There's halacha, there's a din tashlumim, that Chazalom gezogt, although it's a part of the brocha Borchalenu, but if you haven't fulfilled that brocha properly, you've only said the end of the brocha, but you missed the ikka part of the brocha, you can be mashlim, san tashlumim, and the tashlumim is in Shmakalenu. But that tashlumim is only if you're going to do the tashlumim. But if you didn't do the tashlumim, then you've got to go back to the original bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Mamela, there's no kashmir Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim agrees that avada you can say it in Shema Kaleinu because that's tashlumim for the bracha. But if somebody hadn't said it, not in Shema Kaleinu and not in Baruch Aleinu, he hasn't said the Shemoneh Esrei. He's missing an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. You say it in order to make up the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say it either in Baruch Aleinu or in Shema Kaleinu. If you didn't say it in either of them, then there's no Shemoneh Esrei. Nicht kein Shemoneh Esrei, darf man sagen two Shemoneh Esrei. Hence, if somebody forgot on Friday afternoon to say the same Talamota, not in Baruch Aleinu and not in Shema Kaleinu, Nishkadam, he's lacking an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. A bracha is missing here. Therefore, the Chaim says, you have to repeat Shabbos night, you have to repeat two Shemoneh Esrei. That was Rab Chaim. Nechob HaKash, now's HaKash. The thing is, and I very quote to Mishnah Berurah, and this is the Machaber. The Machaber said, if somebody forgot to say Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim, forgot to say Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim, and he gets to the end, Baruch Ato Hashem Mechai Ameitim. Oui, I forgot Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim. You know what the thing is? Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim, before you start Ato Kodosh, you can say Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim. As they say, so you see that Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim is not an integral part of the bracha. Because if it was an integral part of the bracha, you finish the bracha. How can you say Mashu B'Ruach? Mashu B'Ruach is a chiyuv lahazkir in the bracha of Gevurois. It's a chiyuv lahazkir Mashu B'Ruach U'Moired HaGoshim. If you hadn't said it then, as long as you hadn't started the bracha of Kedusha, you can still say it. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. B'shem the Mogen Avrom. If somebody forgot the same Talmud Otto, and have gazov all chato Hashem b'vorech hashonim, but he hadn't started to kabbah shoy forgot him, he can say the same Talmud Otto. So the Mishnah Berurah, says the same as the Machaber said it by Mashu Ruach Umayd Hagoshem. Who are then by the same Talmud Otto? You can also say it up. Now how can you say it if it's an integral part of the bracha Birch Hashanim? How can you say that after the bracha? Stamid the Veltanai. It's a chiyuv lahaskir. As they say, of a Rab Chaim is Madaik, the Machaber. The Machaber only says it, Bamash V'ruach U'moyed HaGoshim. Bamash V'ruach U'moyed HaGoshim with a shvach. As long as you're still in Gevuras, you can say the shvach. The same Talamote is a bakosher, and it's an integral part. In Machaber Shteitnish, that you can say it after the bracha. The Machaber only says it by Mashur. So Rab Chaim is Rishutose. Rab Chaim said, the same as the Machaber says, you go back to Birchas Hashonim, because that's part of the bracha. Hu Adin, if you forgot the same Talmud Mota and you didn't say it, then you're already up to Tkaba Shofi, you can't say it anymore. You can say it in Shema Kolenu, because there you can make the bracha. But to say stammer they without the bracha, you can't say. I'll leave you, yes, welcome, Lee Scatter Boy, but as I said to you, I'm going to say a few words of Drush as well. I see that most of those Dashonim here at this year usually speak on Drush, so I've made a change. I think it's quite good to have a little bit of Alocha and a bit of Drush as well. Let me just tell you the Drush. You know, there's in the last week's Sedra, we started the Bereshis, Mahalt Yitz, by Noach, but the Bereshis, Chalt not by Bereshis, it says in Bereshis, state, by Yavdel Elokim, Ben Amayim Hashem, Itachas L'Rokia, Ben Amayim Hashem, Ehal L'Rokia, Yom Sheni, Shaitl Chazal, on Yom Sheni, there's no Kitoit, by Yar Elokim, Kitoit, Nishdo. No. On Tuesday, the next day, two. On Monday, there's not two. That was Nishdo. Zong Chazal, it's a medrash. Wherever there's Abdullah, wherever there's a split, wherever you take one unit and you split it into two, Rabbeinu Bachya says the word Sheni comes from the word Shinui. You've changed something. You've divided, you've made a chalukah. That's the yisod of machlokes. So beyond sheni, where there's chalukah, then you can't say kitoyf. Kenny zon kitoyf. What happened? A Kadosh Baruch Hu took the water, which was one unit, and split it. A half for you will go up there, and a half down. And they complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair. The Maim Elyonim are next to the Kitzei HaKovet. They're next to they got to Beikus Hashem. And we're down here in the Olam HaChumah, in the world, the physical and materialistic world. We're away from the Ruchlius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair. And, if you want to make Chalukah, it's got to be Chalukah Yechol, Yethemes. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said to the Maim HaTachtonim, said, don't worry. I've got something in store for you. That's good. What's in store? In 2,500 years, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And in that Beis HaMikdash, they're going to bring Korbanos. And on every Korban, I'll call Korbancha Tamlich Melech, on every Korban, there's going to be salt. Where's the salt come from? From the sea. So that's your reward. And another reward. In 2,500 years, there's going to be a yontif called Sukkos. And in Sukkos Zohar Korban, which is called Nisuch Hamayim. Oh, so you've got two mitzvahs. And the Maim HaTachtonim were very happy with this. Very happy. And they kept quiet. They were going to make a flood in the world. They were going to make. Because Yibach had to stop them. But they were happy with this. And I got a obvious question. What do you mean? The Maim Elyonim straight away went up to Kitzei HaKovet and they were next to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kivus Hashem, the Makers Hashem. The Maim HaTachtonim Gunish, Meleptina Achumris, they're living in a world of Koima, in a world where spirituality, Ruchnis, is far away from us. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, yeah, in 2,500 years time you'll have something. How much will you have? A little bit of Elach and once a year, this Ramayim, what is the Samin Yosha? And I think the answer is, I don't think we appreciate what a mitzvah is. You see, it's very good to have matonas of Ruchnius. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a matona of Ruchnius, it's not your avodah, it's not yours. You'll get no reward for that. Lepum tzara agra, the reward and the benefit which a person can have in Ruchnius is only in proportion to the striving and to the effort which is involved. Lepum tzara agra. But something which comes as a matona, you didn't even work for it. Yeah, very nice. You're there, near the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of a zigonish to near, you haven't earned it. It's not yours. If a person's given a mitzvah, you may have to wait 2,500 years for it. Of a mitzvah is something which you do. It's something where you're kind of ruchnis. It's kedai to have a mitzvah even 2,500 years later in order to be zoicha, to ruchnis through my own effort. Because what a person is zoicha through his own effort, that's his. Nobody can take it away. Something which has been given to you as a matona can be retracted as well, because Rabbi Yishon can take it away as well. He can put you near Kitzei HaKovet and take you away as well. It's not yours. Something which is yours, that you can never take away. Never take away. You know, there's a Ramban, a very famous Ramban, where the Ramban says that on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, we have to sum him for the Abdullah. So the Ramban says, the Gemara says, why do you have the Somim? Because on Shabbos, every Yid is given an added dimension of spirituality. And the Shama Yisrael, when Shabbos finishes, that Shabbos ends, that Kedusha is withdrawn from a person. It's withdrawn. So a person feels spiritually faint, he has to revive himself. Take the Somim, Meshiv Nefesh. So the Ramban says, what's it with Yontov? Yontov is there, Neshama Yisera. So Pashtus, you say, no, Yontov, there's no Neshama Yisera. If there's no Neshama Yisera, so therefore you don't have the Somim. That's why we don't have the Somim. So the Tosfos asks the Kasha, if there's no neshama yisera on Yom Tov, so why, if Moitzi Shabbos, listen to this, when Moitzi Shabbos, when Yom Tov is on Sunday, on Monday, Moitzi Shabbos, do you take Pesomim? No, why not? The neshama yisera is gone, and Yom Tov hasn't got a neshama yisera, so Tos starts this kasha. If there's no neshama yisera, you should make Pesomim on Moitzi Shabbos when it's Yom Tov. We often happens Pesach night, in the Seder, Mamacht Abdullah, but no Pesomim. So Tos answers, the Kedusha beyond to compensates the Ramban subname. The Ramban says Yom Tov is not the Neshama Yisera. There's a Neshama Yisera. So the Ramban asks, if the Neshama Yisera, so why did you make Boim in the Pesomim after Yom Tov? Zog the Ramban Azay, the Ramban. He says Shabbos is a matona min hashamayim. Sheishis you may bereishis HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's given the Kiddush of Shabbos. It's something which is part of the Bria. It's a matona. When Shabbos terminates, so the Ribbono Shel Olam takes this matona away. So if it's the matona is away, so we pure paint. So for Yom Tov, there's a neshama yisera. But by Yom Tov, the neshama yisera depends on how much we strive for it. Piskoli kepiskoi shemachat v'ani eftach lochem kepiskoi shel olam. You know, Yom Tov is dependent on the Sanhedrin. It depends when the Beis Din are going to be Mekadesh for Chodesh. If they're Mekadesh this day, then Yom Tov is there. If they do a day later, Yom Tov. So the Yom Tov is Chal through the action of the Beis Din. That means we're involved in that Kedusha. If we strive to be double Kalashem, then the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the Kedusha of Yom Tov. But the Ribbono Shel Olam has to wait for us to show that we want it. Has to start. We have to trigger off that thing. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he sees that we want it, he'll give us that matona of Neshama Yisrael. By Shabbos you say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. On the Yom Tov you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaZmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim. Because the Kedusha must start from within ourselves. We must show the Ribbono Shel Olam we want that Kedusha. The effort must start with us. So the Ramban says anything in this world which you acquire, which you acquire through your own effort, you never lose. So on Yom Tov, although there's a Neshama Yisera, but as that Neshama Yisera came through our effort, therefore it remains even after Yom Tov. You haven't lost it. And that is what the Maimar Tachtonim, were happy. We've got a mitzvah. We don't want batonas of ruchnis. We want to work for it ourselves. And if we work for it, then it's ours. Then belongs to us. I'm just going to finish with one bother, 1 minute. There used to be in London, a Yidel Geisen, Rabbi Ferber, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. He lived in Soho. I remember I used to pay him a visit. Achush Gur, Achush Yidre. And Geprek Takashu. He asked Takashu. Where there's Abdullah, you don't say Toiv. Because second it says, Ve'yavdil elokim ben hamayim, nishgut, Abdullah. And that's why Machloika starts, that's why Zugois, you know what Zugois, two is no good, Zug is no good, all because of Yosheni, because Machloika, the Yisod is Machloika. The first day, on the first day of creation, it said, Ve'yavdil elokim ben ha'oil ben ha'choshech, Vayikra Hashem, the Ayyim, or the Hoshe Kola. So say Vayavla, and then it says Vayavla, Kim Kitoit. How can it be? How can it be Kitoit? It's a Vayavla. But Rabbah would go Zub Tatai Rabot. Zub the way you have one unit of Mayim to differentiate between this Mayim, that Mayim, Machlekos, Teknish. Or to be able to differentiate between Oya and Hoshech, between that which is lichtig, ruchnius, and that which is choshech, which is aveirus, yetzahara, This is time you've got to everybody. This is the challenge of life. The challenge is to be able to differentiate between that which is ruchnius and that which is choshech and that which pulls us down spiritually. There the Torah says, Vayachalekim kitay. My bracha to all of you is, I'm is mechazikin lanon, mechazikin Torah, mehalta by the beginning, bereshis, bishul Torah shenikra reshis, that's our ubriyas, that Torah should become a reality. I'm hot, advar Torah every day. This is the real start of the day, and this is the start of the year. So the Rabbon Shemachala helped me, Mitzvashem, the Homag avenge to your. You know, in England they say all is well that ends well. Nah, all is well that ends well. All is well that begins well. If the reishis is good, no, the reishis though is going good. Modon gave ma a yo metlanen to ma abchlein ob iskhul zeh mazot zan yot simchus ubin yirushalayim mashiach kibkei.